A number of us met with Minister for Sport, Jack Chambers. He was shown progress to date. We outlined the proposed development, and this gave him a very, very good and accurate understanding of what overall development has to take place. The works will have the benefit of modernising the stadium. I suppose we outlined then the number of stakeholders that are involved in Stoom Stadium, which are quite extensive. The number of organisations that benefit from the facilities. Galway GAA are the actual owners of it, which has the benefit for all football and hurling competitions. And then you have the ladies' football. Galway and Connacht Council, Galway Camogie, and you know, there's an awful lot of fixtures that take place at Tuam Stadium, both for secondary and primary schools. And the old Tuam Society would have a role to play within the development as well. And we got very, very good support from the Irish Wheelchair Association and Ability West, who have both very, very active roles within Tuam. And we also involve the Residents Association and the community groups, Tuam Travellers Education and Development Group, and the community games. But we outlined then the costs involved in the existing works that have taken place and the proposed works. We had a representative from DAFS at the site visit, and they had procured previously to date €823,000, and that was outlined to the minister. From the fact that he visited the site, it gives him a very, very clear understanding of what's actually proposed.